Hussein. Spread the wealth. Spread the wealth around. America's first affirmative action president. Spreading the wealth since January 20th, 2009. Alright, he hasn't actually started spreading the wealth yet, but he will soon. And yes, you can scream, you can shout, you can call me a racist, I'm used to it. It's fine. Because of course, if you could intellectually refute my arguments, you would do that, but you can't. Because you know the deal, you are wrong. I am right. Go fuck yourself. Okay? Okay. Talk to the hand, people. Yes, it is I, the great one himself. And this is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. This is the forum from which I launch a cruise missile of my intellect, which homes in on and destroys all the Now, I know what some of you are saying. You know, Skibby, just because somebody disagrees with you doesn't mean they're stupid. No, it fucking does. It really does. When somebody disagrees with you... Thank you for getting the survivors, Randy. Anytime the survivors try to run from the wreckage, we mow them down with a machine gun. Okay, just because when people may disagree with you and that doesn't mean they're stupid. Trust me, when people disagree with me, it is exclusively because they are stupid. By exclusively, I mean exclusively. Alright, it's been a couple of weeks since the last Stating the Obvious, but I'm picking up where I left off. There's been a lot going on in between then and there, then and now. I finished my moral theory class, took my final, had 5 beers before the final, and that actually, I think that helped. I felt my creativity for writing those 2 essays was much improved. I may try doing my finals on 5 beers in the future. Thank God for the Ramskeller. Colorado State University is, to my understanding... Hold on. Yeah. Colorado State University is, to my understanding, one of the very few college campuses in the United States that has a bar on campus. So, there are advantages to CSU, let me tell you. This is... Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are located on the internet at 204eastsouth.com/CLS. You can email us here at Stating the Obvious by sending an email to God, that's G-O-D, God, at 204eastsouth.com. In the control room on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy, and I, of course, am the Great One himself. I'm talking about Michael Moore's book, Mike's Election Guide. This was an election guide for the 2008 election, which is now over. The election which Black Obama won, making him the first affirmative action president of the United States. January the 20th, King Hussein officially takes power. And providing the United States has any economy left at that time, he will proceed to destroy it in the tradition of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his Socialist New Deal. But hey, what the fuck, you know? It's only the economy. Now, Michael Moore, Mike's Election Guide, 10 presidential decrees for his first 10 days. If you have not listened to the previous 3 STOs, you won't really be fully in the know about what's going on here. We're talking about stupid people. Now, I had to stop. I had to stop last time because I needed to do some research, and I'm still going to skip one of the 10 presidential decrees that Michael Moore thinks... the new president. Remember now, this was written before Black Obama was elected. So Michael Moore didn't know who the president was going to be. But I'm going to, for now, skip number 8, which is about Social Security, because I need to do more research. Because the difference between you people and me is that I don't mouth off without knowing what I'm talking about. I have a lot of theories, but first I need actual evidence. Now, number 2 on Mike's list. Anyone who tries to make a profit from health care will be arrested. Now, let's already listen to this right here tells us. This is why I hate liberals more than I hate Republicans. Or should I say, hate liberals more than I hate conservatives? Anyone who tries to make a profit from healthcare will be arrested. What, according to Michael Moore, is the problem? The problem is making a profit. Oh, we can't have people making a profit. That's evil. There should be no profit making. Now, what is the solution to people making a profit? How do you deal with the fact that people are making a profit? You arrest them. Now remember, this is a liberal. These are people who say they want to, you have rights and the government shouldn't interfere with you and all this other stuff. Yet these same people are saying, we want to have the government arrest you if you try to make a profit. These are the people who are for the little people. They care about you. They care about freedom. They care about freedom of speech. And oh, it's those mean, evil Republicans who want to oppress you. But hey, if anybody tries to make a profit, we, the Democrats, will arrest them. All right. Yes. Okay, Randy is making a point that Michael Moore is not necessarily speaking for the Democratic Party. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Randy is a Republican, but we try not to hold that against her. So, all right, she makes a valid point. Michael Moore is not officially speaking for the Democratic Party, but Michael Moore claims, and if you listen to earlier Stating the Obviouses in this series, I talked about this, in this book, Michael Moore claims that he is speaking for millions and millions of American citizens. And, of course, none of you are disavowing Michael Moore's speaking for you. So, he may not be speaking for the Democratic Party officially, but he is speaking for the millions and millions of you citizens out there who believe that people making who want to make a profit or do make a profit should be arrested. And you wonder why I think you're all stupid. This might be a clue as to why. So let's read some more of Michael Moore's book here. Being able to see a doctor when you're sick should be a human right. Those of you who have listened to Stating the Obvious in the past know what I think about the concept of rights. And the concept of rights will be addressed in my upcoming book. My book tentatively titled, You Are Wrong, I Am Right, Go Fuck Yourself. I don't know if that's going to be the final title or if that's just a working title, but still, that is the title for now. Hold on while I scratch a note. Yes. Okay. Another rule here at Stating the Obvious is I don't stop the microphone. This is all unscripted, unedited, and totally, what's the word I'm looking for? Improvised. That's it. Thank you. All right, Randy does help me a little bit because she has her little whiteboard, which she holds up to tell me what I'm supposed to say. She's my little teleprompter. Thank you, Randy. All right, back to reading. It's a life and death issue, the same as if your house was on fire or you were a victim of a crime. And just like our free and universal fire and police protection that is afforded to every citizen, health insurance would be provided free of charge to everyone. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with this sentence. First of all, free and universal fire and police protection. It is not free. It is paid for via tax money. It is paid for via police tickets. It is paid for via fundraisers that police departments and fire departments have. It is not free. There's no such thing as free. Liberals do not understand economics, and so they do not understand that there is no such thing as free. I've covered this before. I've talked about it on Stating the Obvious. There is no such thing as free healthcare. Free cannot exist. Not in our current economic system. With a complete revamping of our economic system, would it be possible to have things which, in a sense, are free? It might be, and at some point in the future I might talk about what sort of economic system that would happen under, but let me tell you this, it is not socialism, okay? That is not the way you do this, because socialism is simply a perversion of capitalism. It's still based on a currency. And a currency still has to be based on having some kind of value. Is there a way to create an economic system in which, quote-unquote, free things, free services, can in fact exist? I submit to you that yes, there is a way to do that, but it would be a complete departure from everything we know, and that includes socialism, communism, capitalism. Excuse me. So it's completely unlike anything that you are aware of. Free and universal, please. All right. Afforded to every citizen. Now, isn't one of the charges of the Liberal Democrats that the police do not protect people equally? That the police are biased against black people and poor people? When a little Ramsey, pretty little white girl with blonde hair was killed in Boulder. Was it Boulder? I can't. Who cares? Anyway, when a little white girl gets killed, the police go nuts. But when a little black girl goes killed, the police don't really care that much. And to a large extent, I agree with this premise of the liberals. I mean, there is obviously, and I mean, think about it. If you have a little rich white girl who gets murdered, and you have a little poor black girl who gets murdered, which of those is going to get the most media coverage? Which of those is going to get the most police attention? Which of those is going to get the most political attention? So when the liberals say that there is a bias in our police departments against poor people and against black people and against poor black people and against the illegal immigrants and all this other stuff, this is not a completely unfounded accusation. So Michael Moore himself is trying to tell us that we get free and universal fire and police protection afforded to every citizen. You know, there's also location. Location, location, location. Right here in the city of Fort Collins, sure, I have plenty of fire protection. There's a fire department down the street. But what about people who live out in the country, miles from any city? Do they get the same degree of this free and universal fire protection that's afforded to everybody? Well, no, of course not, because they're far away from it. I'll save this for later when he brings it up. Now, he also says, notice this. Listen to this sentence again and tell me what's odd about this. And just like our free and universal fire and police protection that is afforded to every citizen, health insurance should be provided free of charge to everyone. Did you hear the word? He said health insurance should be provided free of charge to everyone. He didn't say health care. Folks, there's a big fucking difference between health care and health insurance. Health care implies that if you have a health care need, it's going to be fulfilled. Health insurance implies that you have insurance for your health. It may be covered, it may not be covered. So now this is a somewhat of a departure from the free health care scam/plan. Michael Moore just wants everybody to have free health insurance. But where does this insurance come from? And what does this insurance cover? And what are the premiums? And what are there aren't going to be premiums because it's free, but what are the deductibles? Anyhow, maybe Mike just doesn't understand the difference between health care and health insurance. That is possible. He doesn't understand, for example, how to use a Stairmaster. Mike's not the smartest guy in the world. Just because you can make a film doesn't mean you're intelligent. Mike goes on to write, "This is a matter of national security. An unhealthy nation full of overweight, diabetic weaklings who are so sugared up they have no idea where the front door is so they can go out and run around and get some fresh air, has no way of defending itself." Has no way of defending itself is in italics. Hey, Mike, why are these fat people who live at home, what were they going to, what do you mean defending themselves? Defending themselves from who? Defending themselves with what? Last time I checked, you were going to take away all the guns. What are these fat people who are sugared up going to defend themselves with? Why does that matter? There must be, in the United States, a universal health care system that is run by one government agency, like Social Security, and is nonprofit. It must cover everyone who lives here, no exceptions. It must contain a heavy focus on prevention. Dental and mental must be treated the same as medical. Yes, let's run the healthcare system the same way we're running Social Security, because Lord knows that's a brilliant endeavor. We are coming close to that moment where there are going to be far more old people than there are young people. How are the young people going to support all these old people? This remains to be seen. The government doesn't have any money. We have a huge deficit. The federal government owes money out the ass. The interest rates, the interest accumulating on the deficit is, I don't have the number, but it's huge. I don't have to tell you that. We can argue about what the specific number is. I think everybody agrees that it's huge. The government has no fucking money. The only way the government can keep Social Security afloat is to tax young people who are working now and lie. That's the only two tactics they have. So yes, let's give control of the healthcare system to the people that run Social Security because they've done a great job. And it is non-profit. 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 That's so important. Profit is so evil. It must cover everyone who lives here, no exceptions. Does that include illegal immigrants? I bet it does. I bet it does. Listen to this. Private profit-making insurance companies and profit-making hospital chains should not be allowed to exist in this system. Michael, he's saying not only should we have government health care as, he's not saying we should have government health care as an option. No, no, no. He's saying that should be your only option. That private profit-making hospitals and health insurance companies should not even be allowed to exist. You should not have a choice between participating in the government plan or choosing a plan outside the government plan. That's the millions and millions of you for whom Michael Moore speaks. You should not even... Remember, he is a liberal. He is a Democrat. He believes in freedom and choice, and he thinks you're intelligent people who can make your own decisions, and he's for the little people. But you should not be allowed to choose between the government health care and private health care, because private health care should not be allowed to exist. And those of you who work in the health care field, the doctors, nurses, therapists, technicians, all of you, you should not have a choice between working for the government or starting your own private business or working for a private business or pursuing your own interest. Your only option, if you want to be in the healthcare field, should be to work for the government and do what the government tells you. That should be your only option. Why? Because we're liberals and we believe in freedom. Remember, less choice is more freedom. I like that slogan. Hold on, I have to write this down. Less choice is more freedom. This could be a slogan for Fort Collins. No smoking within 20 feet of a doorway. Excuse me. No corporation should be able to gain from others' illnesses. That's what he writes here. All right. Systems like the one I'm describing here cost 50% less per capita than the one we have, and yet they provide better care than we do. In each of these Western industrialized countries that have universal health care, their people live longer than we do in the USA. First of all, he's very careful here not to present any statistical data or data whatsoever to back this up. He just throws it out. So systems like the one he's describing here, what system is he describing? I mean, are there countries where it's illegal to have private profit-making hospitals? I mean, I don't know. I have not researched this, but he has provided no list of countries in which healthcare is provided only by the government and in which private profit-making healthcare is illegal. So what countries, where is he talking about? He has no data to support this. He's just spewing bullshit, which is what Moore does best. They provide better health care than we do. Again, he has no statistics to back that up, no data to back that up, nothing. Now, let's talk about real data. Get on your internet. Go to the Fraser Institute. You can Google this stuff, of course. Google the Fraser Institute Critical Issues Bulletin 2007, Waiting Your Turn, 17th edition. This is an 80-page document about the Canadian healthcare system and how incredibly pathetic it really is. I'm not going to go into details right now because I'm going to go into details later. But let's put it this way. If you think that waiting weeks, even months, for basic health care is a great system, then yes, the Canadian health care system is for you. In each of these Western industrialized countries, which he has not named, remember, he hasn't actually named which countries these are. I'm not excluding that while I'm reading here. He has not given us a list of the countries he's talking about. I want to be clear on that. Michael Moore says, in each of these Western industrialized countries that have universal health care, their people live longer than we do in the USA. This is a huge logical fallacy, because there are more things. Second of all, before I even do that, he doesn't actually present, of course, any data about how much longer these people in these other countries that he won't mention live. Because do they live 10 years longer than us, or do they statistically live 6 months longer than us? But he's making an assumption here. The reason the people in these countries live longer than the ones in the USA is because they have socialist health care. The problem is, there are a lot of other factors besides the economic structure of the healthcare system which are going to affect how long human beings live. To pretend that people who, even if we have data that says, okay, these countries have completely socialist healthcare systems, and the people in these countries do empirically live longer than people in the United States, that still doesn't mean they live longer than people in the United States because they have socialized medicine. There are all sorts of other factors. There's climate, there's diet, there's stress levels, pet ownership, there's so many things. There's the quality of the water, the quality of the air, there's exercise. I mean, how many factors can there possibly be that affect how long a human being lives, and by that, how long a group of human beings is going to statistically live? You can't boil it all down and say it's completely dependent on whether or not your healthcare system is socialistic or capitalistic. That is simply the illustration of a very small mind. So into small minds. He then mentions that McCain wants to protect corporate profiteering. By that he means greedy health insurance companies. Interesting thing after that he says, for some reason, Obama does too. Why would be a good question to ask him if you see him. Wait, I thought Obama was our savior. Here, Michael Moore, your spokesman, the spokesman for millions and millions of you, is saying that Obama is going to protect corporate profiteering. Well, we'll see. We will see. Number three on Michael Moore's list here is ban high fructose corn syrup. Now, every once in a while, hold on, excuse me 1 minute. Okay. Needed a drink of water there. Every once in a while, even somebody as fat and as stupid and as ignorant as Michael Moore gets something right. Michael Moore says we should ban high fructose corn syrup because it is unhealthy, it makes people fat, and it's generally just disgusting. And if he's actually right. We could use that stuff called sugar, but no. However, excuse me. Even though Michael Moore has correctly identified high fructose corn syrup as a problem, notice he is incapable of diagnosing the reason the problem exists, or the solution. The solution to the problem of high fructose corn syrup is to ban it. The solution is government action. The solution is, just like with profit making, to make it illegal. The solution for liberals is always to make things illegal. Why do we make things illegal? Because that way there's more crime. If there's more crime, then the citizens are more afraid. If the citizens are more afraid, they will need to be protected. And if the citizens need to be protected, who are they going to turn to for protection? The government. And when they turn to the government for protection, what are they going to do? They are going to give the government more power. This is exactly why, after the 9/11 attacks, the Republicans trotted out, well, there might be another terrorist attack. Why? In order to scare you people into giving them more power. The Democrats use the exact same tactic. In fact, that's why they're so pissed off at the Republicans, because the Republicans figured it out and actually started using it themselves. Every election year, it's the Democrats who come out, vote Democrat because the Republicans are going to take away your Social Security. Vote Democrat because the Republicans are going to take away your health care. Vote Democrat because the Republicans are going to take away your welfare checks. High fructose corn syrup is killing you. Therefore, we must ban it, and you must give the government the power to protect you from high fructose corn syrup. Why? Because you can't read the label on the food you're eating and see, oh, look, it says high fructose corn syrup. I'm not going to purchase this. Why? Because you're not intelligent enough to read it. You don't have the time or the interest in reading it, because you need somebody to babysit you, because you can't take care of yourself. And yet, for some strange, bizarre reason, you actually think you should be allowed to vote. You can't read the fucking food label on a box, but you think you should be allowed to make political decisions. Guess what, folks? You're wrong, and you shouldn't. If you're so goddamn dumb that you can't read the label and not purchase food with high fructose corn syrup in it, you should not be allowed to vote. Furthermore, I will argue that you should not even be allowed to live. But we'll get to that later. My plan for how to deal with fat people, which is called termination. Now, I tried to do a little research, and I did not have time to muck with this too much. But so the question is, why are we using high fructose corn syrup instead of sugar? And there seem to be a variety of reasons. And shockingly enough, all of these reasons stem from who else? The government. Could it be that agricultural, what do you call them? The agribusinesses, the agri-corporations, Archer Daniels Midland, who, of course, we all know freaking owned Bob Dole the entire time he was in the Senate. ADM and all these other agricultural business giant things get all sorts of subsidies to produce high fructose corn syrup. Why don't we import sugar? Well, it's expensive. Why is importing sugar expensive? Because there's tariffs on importing sugar. Because there are limits on how much sugar can be imported into the United States. Why are there limits? Because we have to protect the people who grow sugar in the United States, which we also subsidize them. I mean, this was so twisted that I looked at this for a while, and it's like, my God, I still don't understand all of this. But all I can tell you is that we're paying people money to grow high fructose corn. Well, you don't grow high fructose corn syrup. You grow corn, and you extract the high fructose corn syrup from it. Well, we're paying people to do that. We're paying people not to grow sugar. We're stopping foreign countries from selling us our sugar. When they do sell us our sugar, we charge them money to sell us our sugar. Of course, sugar is more expensive than high fructose corn syrup. And the root of all this is the government. The solution is not to make high fructose corn syrup illegal. The solution is to get rid of all the government subsidies to the agribusinesses, to get rid of the tariffs, to get rid of the import limitations, to get rid of all government interference in the business of purchasing sugar. The price would then drop, and people could afford to purchase real, actual, god-awful sugar. Imagine that. In the process of talking about high fructose corn syrup, this is what Michael Moore writes. Remember the Friday night during the primaries when John McCain finally released his medical records, over 1,100 pages explaining everything that's gone wrong inside his body. The following week, Obama released his medical records. Total number of pages, one. One friggin' page. All it was a letter from his doctor saying he'd quit smoking and there was absolutely nothing wrong with him. Never has been anything wrong with him. And, my favorite, a sentence stating that he has, quote, no excess body fat. Yeah, I bet that's like a dream of Michael Moore's, is to have no excess body fat. Of course, Michael Moore could easily lose about 10 pounds of excess body fat if he just cut his head off. What better leader to get us all healthy and fit again? This should be reason alone to elect this guy. And when he issues his decree banning the corn syrup, he should do it with his shirt off. Nothing homoerotic about that, huh, Michael? But this is what I love. What better leader to get us all healthy and fit again? Folks, if you can't exercise without the President of the United States taking his shirt off on national TV and telling you to go out and get some exercise, you are completely fucking worthless and you should be dead. Okay? All this is a fat person making excuses for why he's fat. Look, people, if you're fat, you're fat for one of three reasons. You're fat because you eat too much, you're fat because you exercise too little, or you're fat because you eat too much and you exercise too little. It's that simple. But we need the President of the United States to be the leader to get us all healthy and fit again. You people are a bunch of goddamn sissy babies. You can't do anything for yourselves. You can't think. You can't do shit. All right. I'm cutting the rant. What do we got here? Ah, number four. Number four is great. I need a drink. Unfortunately, my gin and tonic ran out before I... Whoa! That's right, we're still in the short format. No, that's cool, because this is a perfect stopping point. We'll be back in another edition to finish this up. Possibly finish it. Work towards finishing it. We'll see how many editions it actually takes to get this done.